if you like this sort of music that I'm playing in the background, which is by Natty Frost and it's called Contact, I think you're going to like the music of my first guest. He's a gentleman called Michel van Oosterbruggen and he's from the Netherlands. And we're going to be talking to him right after we've heard one of his tunes. From his CD, which is called Aerodynamics. And if you like Jean-Michel Jarre influenced music, and indeed this sort of music, you're going to love this. This is Michel van Oosterbruggen from his CD Aerodynamics. And this is called Skidaria. And right after this, we're going to be talking to the man himself. This is Synth NL. You're listening to OLFM 96.9. The track in the background is called Scuderia, or Scuderia. And it comes from the CD Aerodynamics on the Groove Unlimited label. And it was released in 2007. And the artist in question is on the phone right now. As I say, we're going to cross over to the Netherlands and speak to the man behind the music, and that's, obviously his name is Synth NL, but his name is Michel van Oosterbruggen. Good morning, Michel.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, fine, fine.
Oh, fantastic. It's a fantastic CD, this. It's really what you call enveloping music, I think. It's one of those things that you can sort of like lie in a darkened room with all the lights out, and you play a track like this, and it just sort of like takes over you, doesn't it?
It's just good to hear that it does that to you.
Totally, it just sort of like totally enfolds you in its music, I think. How did you actually get started? Tell us a bit about yourself first. Your name's Michelle van Oosterbrug, and whereabouts in the Netherlands are you from?
I'm actually from a town called Ede, which is quite in the middle of the Netherlands. Well, it's not so big, so it's not so difficult to be somewhere in the middle. But
which part of the Netherlands? Is it Holland? Is it Belgium? Is it whereabouts? Is it?
No, it's a bit near Arnhem.
Arnhem.
Yeah, it's quite close here, so.
Fantastic. So how long have you been actually making music like this?
Came about a bit strangely, because I studied electronics a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I started collecting synthesizers more from the technical interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that since 1990 something, I think.
Yeah.
But only end of 2005 I started producing actually some music with this equipment. in between I worked a lot, actually, and the reason I started doing my music was actually because I recovered from a burnout, so I think I worked a bit too much.
No, it's called aerodynamics. It seems to be influenced a lot by, you know, sort of like aeroplanes and technology,
yes,
and things like that. Was that your intention?
Yes, yes. For sure, I like to have a theme when I make my music, and I've been in the Air Force during my military service.
Yeah.
And, I had some education in aerodynamics, and it fascinated me always from there. And I've always been fond of cars, and there's a lot of aerodynamics on that as well. So, there's the link to, planes and Formula One and stuff, so.
You're a big fan of Formula One.
Yeah, I am.
It's great when you can incorporate your hobbies in your music, which is obviously your passion.
Yes, it's very nice to be able to express yourself in that way.
So how do you get the effects? As I say, it's like the track I'm playing. How do you pronounce it? Is it Scuderia? Scuderia?
Scuderia is actually just Italian for team. So
oh, right, okay.
It's what they call the Ferrari team.
Oh right.
Which is my favourite team.
So how do you actually get the effects, the racing car thing.
Well, I have a mobile recording device that I take with me everywhere, especially when I'm on trips and holidays and stuff.
Fabulous.
And I try to record a lot of sounds just I hear around me, and then I get home, and usually that inspires me to start a track as well. So,
right.
And it's basically very nice because when I hear a track back, I hear the sounds, and I have a memory for the event that I recorded them, so it's always a bit more special to me, I guess, than to somebody else, but it's all nice memories.
I mean, you're obviously influenced by Jean-Michel Jarre. He's one of your favourite artists.
Yes, he is.
He's listed as one of your influences. What about Kraftwerk and people?
Yeah, I got into electronic music a long time ago, in the 80s, I guess. Introduced to it by a friend of mine, and I instantly loved the kind of science fiction sound I heard. So
it seems to be a very European thing, doesn't it? Music like this, as I say, with Jean-Michel Jarre and Kraftwerk and things. What do you think? What do you think the attraction is?
I actually have no idea. I think a lot of people that listen to electronic music just want to hear something different. I mean,
yeah.
I like guitar music as well, but it kind of bores me after a while. So. And I think the nice thing about a synthesizer is that you can make every track give its own sound. It's always different. So.
Kind of restrict you though to the studio? I mean, would you like to actually sort of like go out and play? I mean, obviously it'd have to be on quite a big scale, gigs like this, wouldn't it? But I mean, have you played gigs or?
No, I haven't actually, and to be honest, I wouldn't know how even, because most of my tracks are quite complex.
All right.
Usually when I work on a track, it's about 50 or 40-50 tracks of music, so I could only play one live, so and I actually don't like the idea to just be like playbacking that stuff. So.
Right. I mean, because it's obviously like a very personal thing, this, isn't it?
So, yeah, it is. And actually, music is just a hobby for me. I have a very busy day job and a family to take care of as well. And usually, I just make music at night. So this isn't even very late for me. I'm usually making music this time of the night. So,
What sort of reaction have you got back home for your music? I mean, have you had it played on the radio stations or the media? Or?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was quite amazed. I got to groove quite by accident, and they liked my stuff. And well, obviously, I put it on MySpace as well, and there you found me, I guess.
Yeah.
and actually, MySpace for me is amazing. I mean, at this moment, I have like 57,000 friends. It's really amazing.
It's fabulous, isn't it? I mean,
still growing every day, and I get so many reactions, and that actually, well, motivates me a lot to go on. So.
Great. And what about the record label? It's Groove Unlimited. Is that a local label?
Well, it's a Dutch label, but I think they're one of the larger labels in electronic music around. So, and they've been around for a long time. So I'm actually quite honored that they release my music.
Fantastic. And obviously you've got a good relationship with them because...
Yeah, we just recently signed a new contract as well for my next album, so...
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's kind of a news thing for you tonight. I will be releasing another album the 11th of October this year. So,
oh, that's brilliant. You'll definitely have to have to send us a copy of it.
Yeah, I will, and I hope you will like it.
When you're making an album like this, it obviously takes a lot of work. I mean, because the tracks are actually quite lengthy. So how long, you say it was a bit of a burnout thing. So was it really how long did it take you to actually make this album?
Well, about a year.
So it's actually, because it's quite complex, isn't it? So
yeah, well, and I'm quite a perfectionist, so usually I think it will never get finished, but then so at a certain time you have to just put a line under it and say, well, that's it. But then even when it was released, I thought, oh, this could have been a bit better, but
so how
people seem to like it, so I guess it is okay.
So how far along are you with the next album at the moment?
About halfway now.
Yeah.
So I'll probably I'll be working a lot in the coming months on it. And but I already have 12 tracks ready in the basis, but it's just the polishing that takes a lot of time, just the details and making it a final version. That's it can always be better.
how would you sell like the new album then? Is it how different is it to this one? Is it
evolved? Aerodynamics is quite a happy album.
Yeah.
I actually made that one when I had the burnout. Actually, it was not a funny time, so I made this one to cheer myself a bit up.
Yeah.
After that, I got a bit depressed, to be honest.
Yeah.
So you'll hear that a bit back in the new album that will be called Atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's a bit darker, a bit more mysterious, I think.
Cool.
But you'll hear a lot of the same influences and a lot of the same stuff. So I probably think that when you like the first album, you will like this one as well.
Well, we're going to play Falcon from this
okay,
album.
Nice.
So what can you tell me about that track?
Falcon is actually the most direct link to my military service. Falcon is the nickname of the F-16 fighter pilot, fighter plane, sorry. And that was actually the plane I worked in as an engineer when I was in the Air Force. So, and the sounds you hear are also an F-16 coming by. So,
wow,
yeah.
it sounds fantastic. And then we're going to play your favourite artist, which is Jean-Michel Jarre. I'm going to play Equinox Part 5, which is actually the one I can actually play on the keyboard and the piano. I can play it all.
Okay, cool. Jean-Michel is my big hero, and actually one of my dreams is, well, at least to meet him someday.
Have you sent him your album?
Well, he should have it.
Yeah.
I didn't give it to him directly because it's quite difficult to get a hold of him, so anybody listening is having a good contact, I'd be more than happy to talk to you, but Well, I would be very honored if he even listened to my album.
Fantastic.
I send the copy, and he should have it. But,
Brilliant. Well, I mean, as I say, I mean, he certainly left a legacy, and you're definitely carrying on the spirit of that.
I hope so.
Fantastic. So, if people want to get in touch with you, Michel, what's the best way to do it?
Well, obviously, I'm on MySpace.
Yep.
So, myspace.com/synthnl.
Yep.
And they can also visit my main website, which is www.synth.nl. And, well, my email address is on there, and, well, I usually answer all my emails, so if people have questions, just mail me, and you'll get an answer back, so...
That's brilliant. And the current album's called Aerodynamics. Your new one is coming out in October, and hopefully
yes.
We'll be playing that. Michel, it's been an honour and a privilege to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much
for... Well, thank you very much for having me, and I just want to... thank all the people that sent me some encouragement tonight, because, to be honest, I was a bit nervous for the interview. And I put that on MySpace as well, and I got so many messages from people wishing me luck and stuff, so thank you all for that, and thank you for listening.
No problem. Well, we're recording this interview, so I can send you a copy of it to put on your website.
Okay, great, that would be nice.
That's okay. Michel, it's been brilliant talking to you. I'm going to play Falcon now, and then we're going to play some Jean-Michel Jarre, especially for you.
Thank you so much
for the work you do, and it's brilliant. It just is fantastic. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michel. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
This is Michel. This is Michel, alias Synth NL, from the album Aerodynamics, and this is Falcon.